Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Odell Beckham Jr. met with the media following joint practice with the Commanders.
What's his 40? Nah, but you just got to finish the play. Knowing that he's a younger guy, it was good to be able to go against someone else and, you know, just communicate about things that they're learning and just seeing how they play technique and how they see things and things like that. He's definitely got some speed. But, you know, I told you I still got a little bit left in here, you know what I mean?
On that same tip, Marlon said you wouldn't do to him what you might do to the opposition. Do you hold a gear back?
In practice? Against our teammates?
Yes.
Yeah, there's some things I wouldn't do to my teammates that I'd, you know, do to somebody else. So it's that fine line of, like, competing but keeping each other healthy and safe and just being able to find work. So, again, like I said, it was great to be able to go against another team and in different competition. I think the last 2 days were very beneficial on both sides.
Was this your first time going up against competition since the Super Bowl?
Like, yeah.
Against another team?
Yeah. It was good. Like I say, it was been over 900 days. To sit back and just, you know, watch everybody have fun and compete, which wasn't easy, but at the same time, there was some peace in it, just, you know, being able to have that time that I wouldn't normally have to spend with my son. But just to be able to go against somebody else, keep sharpening your skills and perfecting your craft. I still care for this game deeply. I've always been a perfectionist, so little things will definitely, you know, piss me off if I don't catch a pass or feel like I could have ran a better route. I'm still very, you know, my biggest critic.
Odell, the offense has started to hit on some of the big plays now. We're starting to see guys like Dobbins and Bateman work their way back in. Are you starting to see this offense kind of blossom into what you guys are expecting?
Absolutely. It's a work in progress every single day. At the same point in time, just to be able to get guys back, you know, you slowly progress. We all joke about it. You train all offseason. It doesn't matter. You come out here, you run eight plays in a row, and, you know, you're gasping for air. So it's definitely a different shape that you have to get into. But, you know, seeing Rashad, he looks great in his comeback. I just try and always keep people aware of, you know, take your time. Don't ever feel pressure to get back in, because at the end of the day, everyone on this team wants you to be your very best and be healthy. So just, you know, those guys working their way back in. We have a great opportunity here. It's just about making the most of each and every day, finding ways to get better. Even on those days, you know, we're all dog tired, just finding ways to progress.
Odell, do you know much about Lamar, or you know Lamar very well before you signed and you guys went out to dinner that night?
Yeah.
Do you know him much before then, and how much do you think, where do you think that relationship has grown since then?
I mean, I always knew of him and, you know, never, like, hit him up and, you know, we didn't talk like that, but it was always a mutual respect from afar. You know, I watched him when he was in college. I watched him when he was here. You know, you have a deep respect for greats. And, you know, the relationship is definitely developing. It's just cool to be able to kick it, you know, on and off the field, and what do you see or how do you see it. And a receiver always wants to work, you know, for his quarterback. You know, this is a guy who you're going to – he's going to have to hang in there and take a hit every now and then to get you a touchdown, and you're going to have to take a hit to complete a pass for him. So it's a mutual, you know, relationship that you guys have to have there. So everything is cool. I'm definitely loving that. It was forced. No, you know, it was just natural. You know, like I say, when you have a respect for somebody, you could see eye to eye on things, or, you know, you get to know how someone is, or, you know, what's their family history, how do they grow up, you know, just those things. Just sitting there chopping it up again. Like I say, I'm coming across the middle expecting to take a hit for him. He's going to have to hang in there and take one from the D lineman every now and then, or somebody. So every day just trying to get better 1%.
Odell, you've played in a lot of systems and a lot of coordinators. What's kind of standing out to you about Todd Monken's system that
he's put in? I definitely think he wants to throw the ball. And we got a lot of talented guys, so I think just finding ways to get the playmakers the ball in their hands and being explosive offense. I think that's what stands out the most. I think, you know, as things progress, and you know, obviously we play in September, we still have some time here to work out the kinks and get each and every play and concept down. I think that this would be a very explosive offense, an explosive team as well, but specifically with the offense, I think that's the goal, is to, you know, be explosive.
Odell, you mentioned the explosive plays. How would you assess the team's deep passing game thus far during training?
You know, I think there's always things you can improve on, and that's just me being a perfectionist. Like, I'm always going to, you know, say there's room for improvement. But I think where we're at today at this point on whatever day it is in camp, I think we're in a good place. It's just about, you know, like I say all the time, just getting 1% better each and every day.
But now, I don't know if you saw the clip of Oprah Sega, but he said that if you get hurt within the first $200 million, yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
I've seen it, and, you know, I hate the coulda, woulda, shoulda, but I can sit up here and tell you, as someone at 4 or 5 years old, I always felt I was one of the best athletes. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So I don't know about $200 million. I would have definitely loved to have that. But, you know, I just know that if I wouldn't, I would have loved to seen what would have happened in my career if I had never been hurt. But I think God placed this journey for me to be here specifically, to be able to, you know, be exactly who I am today. And, you know, the adversity that I've been through will allow me to, you know, later on in life when things hit, I think I'll be able to handle it a little bit better.
One more, please.
Oh, yeah, we've seen guys like Sean Ryan. He had a good preseason game. Tariq Black's been good all summer. What have you seen from, like, the younger guys in the room?
Just that hunger, that want. You know, like I say, this is their opportunity of a lifetime. And, you know, it's a tricky business. It's only 53 that make it. And, you know, we got 90 guys in there, so everyone's fighting for a spot. You know, it's all love, and these are your brothers. But at the end of the day, each and every time you step on that field, each and every rep you take, this is your opportunity to make the team. So these young guys that came in, embraced the challenge, worked hard, you know, tried their best to perfect their craft, and they're out there making plays. So I love to see it. I'm always here to be, you know, any advice you need or anything of that matter. I'm just happy for those guys. I'm happy when they score or catch a pass. It's like, it's like I catch one. So it's all love in our room for sure.
Thank you, Odell.
Yep.